All right, we're back, and we're back with the commissioners. And if you have questions of them this morning, you can do that right here, 395-1450. We have Sue Fisher with us, along with Jim Holtrup. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Juke.
All right. I didn't get the list this morning yet, so I guess I'm too late. Maybe you can give me an idea as to what went on at the meetings.
We can fill you in, sir.
Okay. First talking point is revenue sharing. The governor has proposed his 2015 budget, and one thing we're really happy on that one is it restores county revenue sharing to what it was when the governor first took office. You know, and with the Great Recession, the very nature of revenue sharing means we share in the bad times as well as the good.
Yeah.
And our revenue sharing was down substantially for a number of years, and despite that, we managed to keep the millage the same. I think that's a tribute to our county employees and the board. The new budget, he's proposing that we will get revenue sharing for the counties back to where it was. That means an additional about $940,000 a year for Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
So we're quite happy about that. And it's certainly not a windfall. It brings us back to where we were. And we need to point out that many state-mandated services remain unfunded even after the revenue sharing dollars are recovered. We estimate for every $1 of mandated services that the county provides, the state only reimburses us 55 cents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a violation of the Headley Amendment.
Yeah.
We do have to pick up the other 45 cents. So
yeah.
Mandated services.
Too bad. Too bad. All right. Well, that will help. Well, as far as the taxpayers, it's a good thing for the taxpayers.
Right. Allows us to, as another way we can keep the millage low.
Yeah.
As if we get the fair reimbursement from the revenue sharing with the state. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. What else did we talk about?
Flooding. We had a meeting February 22, the county did, with the local units getting ready for the flooding season. You remember last year how bad it was in April, and then we did that with very little snowpack.
Right.
But we had huge rains. A few weeks ago, really concerned that we had the equivalent of about over 5 inches of water sitting there on the frozen ground.
Yeah.
And so we got together with the local units to talk about our preparations this year, make sure that everybody knew about the resources that were available should we get flooding. And so far, the snow melt's been very good. We haven't had a lot of rain. The melt's been gradual. We've had a little bit of thawing and freezing, and it's been so far very good. A little concern coming up over the weekend. We're going to be close to 60 by Monday.
Right.
That will seem like a real heat wave. So that's going to melt some more snow.
Yes, indeed.
I think there's a flip side to this also. The harsh winter has a couple of side effects. One is the heavy ice cover on Lake Michigan has slowed down evaporation considerably. So we expect the low levels of Lake Michigan to increase substantially this year,
mm-hmm.
to get back to near normal.
Yeah. You think the lake is going to be up somewhat?
It certainly appears at this point that it would be, unless mm-hmm. we have a very, very dry year. It certainly looks as though it will come up substantially.
I think it's about time to get your shanty off the lake.
It is definitely yes. time for that.
All right. What else we got going at the meeting?
County health rankings. You may have heard some publicity. I think news broke yesterday. Ottawa County was named the healthiest county in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And we're very happy about that. Again, that's a tribute, I think, to our not only our citizens, but our entire county health department and our parks department, you know, that we offer a lot of recreational activities to keep people healthy. And it's nice to be number one. I think we were number one 2 years ago. We were number two last year, and we're back to number one this year.
Okay, I think we got a call here. Good morning, online with the commissioners.
I'm not trying to go online. I wanted just the main office number.
Oh, that's 392-3121.
Is this Gary?
No.
I'm sorry. I'll dial the main number. Thank you so much. Sorry.
So it goes. All right. What were we talking about?
The county health ranking being voted number one in the state.
And Allegan County was nine.
Nine, yeah. I don't remember what some of the other counties were. I really didn't have. I would have been at a conference for 2 days in Lansing.
Well, out of 83 counties,
yeah.
Being number one is pretty good.
It's very good.
In the West Michigan area, if you look at the map of the The West Michigan area, we're right centered in the area that has the highest number of high rankings in the top 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done I think it's because we have the heavy snow on the lake, from coming from the lake, maybe.
It's all that snow shoveling gives us good workouts. Yeah.
Right. Well, anyhow, it's nice to know that we're number one.
You bet.
All right. What was the next item?
You talk about the essay challenge, Stu? We're doing an essay competition right now, part of our 4Cs program, Continuous Improvement Program, Communication. Our goal is to celebrate the stories, great and small, about living in Ottawa County. The entries are due April 30. It's open to all current and former residents of the county, and also our employees of Ottawa County. Also, the former employees. Essays must be 1,500 words of or less, typed in double space with the author's name, street address, telephone number, and email address in the upper right-hand corner of the first page. Entries must be received by April 30, and they can be mailed to Misty Cunningham. Her email address is mcunningham@miottawa.org, or sent by mail to the Ottawa County Essay Challenge, 12220 Fillmore, West Olive, Michigan, 49460.
Okay, is that information also on the county page?
It's on the county website, yes.
Okay, so they could get the information from there, too.
Absolutely.
Good, good. Okay, next on your list.
Oh, we've got some parks projects that are pretty exciting.
Oh, really? I just got something here a couple days ago about the Warm Spring Ottawa County Parks. That's a pretty good deal.
Okay, well, in this immediate area and out at Ottawa Beach, there's going to be an improvement along the channel. I'm going to continue the walkway from approximately near the Coast Guard station on out to the state park entrance.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of that will be completed this year, including things like a information kiosk, which will feature the Ottawa Beach Hotel, which I believe burned down in the 1920s.
1923.
Okay. That's when that burned. And so there'll be an information kiosk, some nature viewing areas. It's going to increase this walkway up to about 2,400 feet of access.
Really?
Along the channel and in the western end of Lake Makatawa. So.
Okay, got a call coming in. Good morning. You're on with the commissioners.
Good morning, Duke, and good morning, commissioners. Thank you for coming on and sharing some great information about our area and concerns with us citizens. I have a question and comments combined. What is the turnout for local residents at the county meetings, and do you get new residents more involved these days, or is it basically the same handful of go-getters that are coming in to express feelings and concerns about what's going on in our community? Also, secondly, what can we do to bring more new residents to get involved in our county issues and boards and commissions and things like that? Thank you so much, and God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. The public's involvement at the county really is up to the public. It's a voluntary thing. If they would like to come to meetings, they're certainly always welcome. We have two public comment periods. Mr. Holtrup is our chairman, and is very good about inviting the public to comment. And there are applications available for various boards that you can serve on. So there's a number of opportunities. I'd be glad to, if somebody has a specific question from about how to get on or a particular board or commission, I'd certainly be glad to talk to them. So, and I think any of the commissioners would be. I think any of the commissioners are happy to talk about public involvement with anyone that that shows interest. Jim, anything else?
Yeah, there's a section on our website devoted to openings on boards and commissions, and there's an online application they can fill out and email right to us to get in the process. And we have a subcommittee of the Human Resources Committee of the board that meets and interviews applicants for boards and commissions. And so it's always good to get new blood in those committees. So
yeah,
that's certainly an opportunity. Our commission meetings, our regular commission meetings, are the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 1:30 at the Fillmore Complex. And, mm-hmm. and the public is always invited to those. Absolutely.
And you usually have some public out. right?
Yeah, we usually have about two or three people that are pretty faithful and attending, and you know, we would like more, welcome more, and certainly certain issues that might come up for the board attract a few more people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you want to apply for something in the county, you go to the website and you'll find the applications there.
Absolutely. Right.
Stu mentioned about the park project for Ottawa Beach. There's also one called the Grand Ravines Project Improvements. There's Grand Ravines Park that we're starting to develop off Fillmore, just to the southeast of Grand Valley University. And we're starting the first stage of that. It involves the construction of a gravel parking lot in Fillmore. And that's going to be known as the Grand River Ravine South. And that'll be one of the two entrances to the park. And the site currently offers only a historic barn and hiking trails and a small parking lot. And it's, if you take that other entrance, and we've been back there a couple times as a board, it's got a beautiful view from a bluff looking down in the river. So that's going to be a very scenic area with some hiking trails in the future, some more parking lots, and it's going to be a great addition, I think, to our park system.
I don't know that a lot of people know much about the park, but there's a brochure available on it. And
right.
If you want to know more about them, it's available from the park department.
Right, absolutely. And then there's also information on the county website, miottawa.org, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are a lot of parks around Ottawa County.
Yeah. And that's a tribute to the foresight of our constituents, the residents of Ottawa County, having twice approved a park millage to acquire and develop facilities.
And I've heard people say, well, isn't it about time we stop spending money on parks?
I think we're reaching a point where we've acquired a lot of land, and now our focus needs to turn a little bit more
to development
and continued operation of what we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know the Parks Committee is talking about that and anticipating another millage vote in a couple years when the current millage expires, and maybe thinking about a lower rate that would be more targeted on development and operation rather mm-hmm. than acquisition of land.
And I think right now accessibility for this year at least is a priority, such as the Ottawa Beach Road, making that property.
Oh, you heard about that?
So making it accessible is a priority this year.
I've heard a few comments about the Ottawa Beach Road too. So,
oh sure.
I trust that are they going to move up the repairs on it or not?
But Jim, I think you just talked to.
Yeah, I've been really involved the last couple of weeks because I saw some of the stories and the publicity about the condition of the road, and I know when we appeared on this program last year, one of the sessions, I think half the calls were devoted to the condition of Ottawa Beach Road, and obviously it's worsened with the winter we've had. I made several calls and contacts with the Road Commission in the last couple of weeks about the condition of the road, urging them to do some, it's right now it's targeted. It's an MDOT project based on the Transportation Improvement Program that the McIntyre Area Coordinating Council has. It was scheduled to be done next year. They moved it up one year as an advanced construct project, which means the Road Commission has it done this year and gets reimbursed for it next year. So the Road Commission is really advancing the money for one year. And that was scheduled to be done in the fall,
right,
after the tours at the peak season at the park. Summer season at the Holland State Park has ended. And the project isn't going to go out by MDOT until the midsummer, so there's very little they can do to move it up. However, I think I've been successful in getting the Road Commission, one, to, first of all, to develop some short-term additional patching to the road, which they've done. You know, the asphalt plants aren't open yet.
Right.
But also I've asked them to really consider what we call some skip paving, doing some paving once the asphalt plants reopen in some of the very critical areas down, like by Anchorage Marina and Yacht Basin and by the old Van Weir and Hardware, those sections, taking a look at what we can do to improve it, the ride, and just until it's totally redone in the fall.
Hello.
Good morning. You're online with the commissioners.
Good morning. I approve of my wonderful board of commissioners.
it's for Park Township that they're paving the road, but the road is really hideous on the other side in front of Van Wieren. That's the block or two on the other side of that stoplight is, but that's in the other township, isn't it?
That Division Avenue is the township border, so yes, that is in Holland
anybody,
Township.
You're not responsible for that, but is anybody looking into that? Because that's almost impassable.
Well, they will be acquiring, I believe, some additional right-of-way to add a left turn lane, which is going to necessitate going back from Division Avenue a considerable distance to put in a left turn lane. So, yes, this will be, I think this will be addressed with the main project this fall.
Good. That'll be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, you're on. Okay, I guess there's nobody there. All right. So, you'll move it along as fast as you can, I guess.
Right. The road commission will.
Yeah.
And it's Stu mentioned one of the reasons why they can't do the project until the fall is because they still have to negotiate that right-of-way for that turn lane. Right-of-way required.
Okay.
They don't want to do something and then have to tear it up and back again
right.
when they have to
right.
widen the road.
That exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
Okay. While that was on, we talked to Jim here, and he was telling me about this looking at the legislature and
Yeah.
You were looking at the roads on the state level, right?
Very much so. I've been concerned for a number of years in my involvement in transportation funding that increasingly the gas tax is an inadequate source of revenue as cars get better and better mileage. We have hybrid vehicles. We have electric vehicles. We have truck fleets converting to propane or natural gas. And the gas tax is really a dying funding solution. So We need a better system, and my proposal as a candidate running for the state house is I would like to take that 4 cents, that 4 percentage points on sales tax and gasoline right now, which goes into our general fund, and we're one of the few states in the union, by the way, that has sales tax and gasoline, and none of it goes towards roads. I'd like to take that 4%, put it towards roads. That would give us about $930 million a year. That would be a big start to getting our roads back in shape where they should be.
Got a call here. Yes, you're online with the commissioners.
Yes, I had some damage. I had damage to my car. I had to replace the front wheel and tire because of a pothole on that old beach road. And I can just see the tourists coming to Holland, going to the beach, wrecking their cars, then trying to go to the lighthouse and not being allowed to see it. It's going to really be bad for the tourists.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can't do much about the lighthouse, can you?
A lot of that is, well, that's referring to the access to private property.
Right.
No, we can't.
Right. As a commission, as a private commission that operates the lighthouse, right?
I believe you're right, yes.
And can they do anything about it? I guess they would if they could.
I think they can try and negotiate, but you're negotiating with private property owners.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, that private property has been abused in the past by the public, and so I can understand both sides.
Yeah.
People that want access to it, and the private property owners that want to protect their own property.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember going to the old Coast Guard station on the other side of the channel, and then going fishing out there at the channel, and we were pretty close to the lighthouse then, I guess. But.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened to the public right-of-way out there to the Coast Guard station.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not aware of what happened either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're too old. you're not old enough to know.
Not old enough.
Because I remember. Okay.
You don't remember the old Ottawa Beach Hotel, though.
No, I don't.
That was a little before your time.
Good morning. You're online with the commissioners. Nobody there. Okay, 395-1450. Okay, you got anything on your list there that we can discuss?
Smart 911. That's kind of, you're on the 911 committee. Why don't you talk about
that? I'm on the 911 committee.
Okay.
And last month, I think I mentioned that Smart 911 was coming to Ottawa County.
Yeah.
It is here. Profiles are being accepted. I believe Jim has said he's put his profile on 911. What it is you can contact Central Dispatch, give them any information that you want on.
I see.
If you think that the emergency response people should know about medication allergies or a handicapped person, the location of a bedroom of someone who is bedridden, any of that information that you want on, you can put on, and that will come up immediately on the screen when 911 is contacted, so that emergency personnel is advised of any special situation that you want them to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And you build your own profile, so whatever is on is what you want on.
Yeah, and you do it all on the web. On the web address, the website is www.smart911.com. And like when I put my profile, I registered my home phone number and also my cell number for myself and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you put the information out there, like you can put pictures of yourself, so emergency people, when they're responding, might know what you look like. You can put even a picture of your pet and register your pets on there. And also your motor vehicle, so the license number if you want. You can make it as personal as much as you
want. How many people live in your house?
Yeah.
That sort
and
of thing.
So whenever one of your registered phone numbers call 911, be it your cell number or your landline, all that information will pop up immediately on the dispatcher's mm-hmm. screen. So they give them some great information, additional information that they can use and relay to the first responders that go to their scene.
And this information is very private. They don't give it out
yes.
for any reason other than emergency.
It's all encrypted and very, very secure. You establish a user ID and password the first time you go on, and that's really between you and the central dispatch.
Yeah.
But this is a national system. It's a national site, and more communities are getting this, our counties, this additional capability for another 911.
Mm-hmm. Now, and who answers the phone, the 911 phone, here in the county yet?
Yeah, in central dispatch.
Okay.
Yeah, right up at the Fillmore Complex.
Okay.
Central right. dispatch office. And that's where the phones are answered, and that's where emergency personnel for the county are dispatched from.
Mm-hmm. But all the records are kept in the clouds?
It's all on the computer system.
Yeah.
So, and you know, like I said, when your number pops up on the screen, it automatically brings up all that additional information that you registered on the system. So it can give them a lot of insight into your situation and the fire and police that respond to the scene will know a lot about you right away. So
right.
Technology is continually evolving. Stu's been on 911 board for several years, and you know,
since its inception.
Yeah. So, and it's really becoming the technology is just evolving by the day, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, today for the first time we're doing a technology forum in Ottawa County at Fillmore all day. I just broke away for that to come to this interview, but then go be going back there. But the technology is incredible.
All right. Did we get through the list?
That's pretty much it. I didn't know you had anything else, Stu?
No, I think you covered the things that are active right at the moment.
Well, good, good. And the county is still in good shape, apparently, because everybody brags about, you know, the parks and things like that. And
our AAA bond rating was just reaffirmed by Fitch. We are the second lowest county for millage in the state at 3.6.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's something you can be kind of proud of.
We are. Again, it's a tribute to our county employees and to our residents, and I think our quality of life.
But Ottawa County has been that way for a long time, really.
Right.
Very careful how they spend the money and make sure we get the biggest bang for the buck.
Absolutely.
And I guess you're doing everything right.
We
except
try.
The Ottawa,
we try.
Ottawa,
we try.
Maybe the Ottawa
yeah.
Beach Road.
Well, and remember, again, Ottawa, the Road Commission is not a part of the county.
Right.
They're an independent unit. They get all their funding through the weight and gas taxes. We, as a county board, appoint the commissioners, but after that, they're independent. We did, you know, have the study last year. We have that law that sunsets into this year. that allows county boards to take over the road commissions, and we studied it last year, found that it would be more costly and take away from road funding to make them part of the county, so we left them where they are. But the study did disclose there were some things they could do to make themselves better, principally dealing with some of their post-retirement liabilities, their OPEB liabilities like post-retirement health care, and switching from a defined benefit, a pension, to a defined contribution. Mm-hmm. So we agreed on a memo of understanding, which both parties signed, and we're working together with them to make them better. And to
did any counties in the state go to the separate, join this road commission with the board?
I think there's been about five counties so far that have incorporated the road commission under the county board. And
Okay. Gentlemen, we're out of time. We want to thank you both very much for being our guests this morning here on the Talk of the Town program.
Well, thank you, Juke.
Thank you, Juke.
Bringing us up to speed on what's going on in Ottawa County. And